alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
Walt Dip, Tula Road Rage. We're honored to be joined by the head man, Brad Brownell, right now. And I know he's busy, so I'm going to try and keep this short today. I just want to talk a little bit about last night. Coach, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. First of all, congratulations. I thought your team really responded in a difficult environment against a really talented team to come back from 20 and take the lead. You know, it's one thing to climb up that hill. It's another to actually get over the top. And I thought your team showed a lot of toughness and grit last night in doing so.
Yeah, thanks, Walt. Yeah, I'm very proud of how we fought. Obviously, wasn't pleased with the way we played early, and yep. Some of that was because of Alabama. They played great. But our guys kind of hung in there, which is good. We've done that, you know, most games this year when we've gotten behind. We've been able to find ways to stay around long enough, and we've been able to win a couple of them here. But last night we just didn't quite make a couple of the plays in the last 2 minutes. We missed a couple free throws and a put back at the rim, and we didn't get a couple stops. And give Alabama credit, obviously Filon is a tremendous player, and he was really hard for us to handle, and so was Amari Allen.
Yeah, you know, they hit their first six threes, and you know, and I know they get up to the big lead. I was just writing on social media, just keep playing. I mean, they're not going to hit these shots all night. I thought in the second half it looked like you did more free switching on defense, which I thought cut off some of the drive and kick stuff that they were doing in the first half.
Yeah, we haven't done that a lot, but we did practice it for this game, five-way switching, and we went to it at halftime just to try to get them out of rhythm a little bit. I think it worked really for about the first 8 or 10 minutes of the half. I thought it was really good for us. They made a couple adjustments later, and then it became a little bit of just, one-on-one, you gotta stop them, and we just didn't do a good enough job. And, that part's a little disappointing. But again, that's why they're very good, is you've got a couple of guys that are just elite playmakers and guys that can create their own shot, and those guys beat us down the stretch.
You know, I thought that obviously the three-point shooting wasn't going in, but I thought the second half with the high ball screen action and just sort of attacking the rim relentlessly, you know, they're playing a lot of drop coverage. I just asked how many three-pointers Clemson took in the second half, because I basically didn't remember any, but you shot like 70%, and I would guess the shot chart shows everything within 10 feet of the basket.
Yeah, it's always a little easier sometimes just executing there in front of our bench, where we can help the guys a little bit more and be a little more organized. I thought that helped, especially with young guards. I think sometimes that can be problematic for us a little bit. But the guys did a good job. We executed a bunch of different plays. We went to a couple plays a couple times and got good action. And obviously Nick Davidson played very, very well in the second half, and so we rode that matchup. We thought that was a good matchup for us, that we were not winning in the first half, that, you know, we talked about at halftime we had to do something there, and then I thought Dylan Hunter was really good. I thought he made a couple really tough shots there, you know, just at the SEC there in the paint where you got to make those kind of 8-10 foot floaters.
Yep.
And that kept us alive just long enough to, you know. And then the other big thing is we talked about this leading into the game, that they're a tremendous offensive rebounding team. They're a very average defensive rebounding team, and that we wanted to crash the boards on offense, which we did, and we got 18 offensive rebounds. The problem was we made poor decisions on some of those and didn't score. And then when we were able to get defensive rebounds because we knew they crashed, we thought, hey, we're going to get some easy ones if we can get it out quick and get down the floor. And obviously that's what we did at the beginning of the second half, and that's how we got back in the game.
You know, it's funny because I talked about this yesterday during the show, the fact that I did not think Alabama was a very good defensive rebounding team. I watched BYU crush them off the I watched Gonzaga crush them off of the offensive glass with the EK and Huff. They basically shot till they scored, and it allowed the Zags to win that game. And, you know, even in the first half when you're struggling shooting the ball, there was one possession. I think you had six shots.
Yeah, we couldn't make any of them. It was frustrating. We, we probably had three or four right there at the rim that we didn't make, for sure. And obviously Cheryl blocked some and did a good job, and we made some poor decisions on bringing them back out. That's, you hate to have to learn off of those experiences, but hopefully we will, because those are wasted possessions.
You know, we talked about Nick Davidson and what it would take and that he would get going. And last night, as you mentioned, you know, I thought there was a stretch in that second half where you saw the Pete Newell big man camp arsenal, because he was sort of turning them every which way but loose, the little left-handed hooks and everything else.
Yeah, he did a lot of nice things. He had a really nice little slip play that we run to get him a little 8-foot on the baseline. He had a beautiful left-hand hook. He had a nice kind of fake drive there, fake handoff drive from the high post, and then he got another one down there deep. So, yeah, we just obviously we need a little more of that, but that was good to see. He wasn't playing well early, and a lot of guys, I put everybody in. It's like I was trying to send a message that we got to wake up here a little bit, so everybody got a chance, and thankfully when we got to the half, we got a little reorganized, and our guys got their second wind, and we played better.
Let me ask you about Zach Foster. I know he didn't shoot the ball particularly well last night, and I know he hurt his hand at the end of the game, and maybe there were a couple opportunities to finish at the rim that maybe the hand affected. But I really felt like when he came in, I thought he changed your level of athleticism and your level of length, and I thought he made an immediate impact just in that regard alone. I mean, he's just special.
Yeah, he's a good player. He really is. And I agree with you 100%. His size, you know, he's 6'5", and he has long arms. He has big hands. And he's improving a lot defensively. I think that's obviously where he had a little work to do. And he's starting to understand some things. He's competing harder. He's fighting over things. You know, he still gets – he fouls a lot. Obviously, some of that he's just not used to it, and so he gets out of position or he slaps down trying to steal. He's a little undisciplined at times, but his length was outstanding. I thought he did a good job on fouling in a lot of ways, and I think his defense is really improving. And, you know, offensively he's so good. He has such great pace. It's just trying to get him to understand how to slow his speeds, change his speeds a little. He still sometimes gets going too fast, and so his decision-making it isn't so much on passing. It's a little bit on passing, but some of his shots. He takes a few shots and runners and shots that maybe aren't the best because he gets going a little too quick. He's got more time than he realizes.
Yeah, and then, as you said, sometimes you just got to give it up to the other side too. I mean, Fallon's a great player. I mean, he's probably going to be a top 15 draft pick whenever that time comes. And I thought you quieted him for a good part of the game, and then, you know, like, great players often do. He came up big at the end when they went to more one-on-one stuff.
Yeah, no question. And I do think we did some good things. Yeah. And then, he took over at the end. We didn't do a good job in a couple gap situations. Disappointed our guys' recognition on a couple of those. But, that's what happens when the game gets late and it gets a little pressure. You really got to be focused, and your details have got to be on point against the best teams. You just don't have much margin for error. And couldn't quite get it. It was disappointing because we fought so hard, and you know, we actually, I think it was 8 minutes to go, we took our first lead, and the game was winnable. We just couldn't quite finish this one like we did against West Virginia and Georgia.
It's just, you know, look, it's so awesome to see this program and the evolution of this program, and you're being chosen to play these big games, and you're competing in all these big games, win or lose. It's just, it's amazing how successful Clemson basketball is right now, and I think the nation knows it and is recognizing it and is recognizing you, too. And I think you're well-deserving of all that. One more thing. You mentioned Dylan Hunter before. You know, I know there was a stretch before we got into sort of the meat and potatoes of the schedule of late where it looked like Dylan was trying to find himself with the other guys. I've thought since the West Virginia game, West Virginia, Georgia, et cetera, and last night, I think Dylan has been remarkable. I spent like 10 minutes talking about him earlier. I just think his floor game, his leadership, his toughness, his ability to get in the paint, I think has all been absolutely huge.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I think he's had a great 2-3 weeks here where he's taking his game to another level, and it's more just a little bit of everything. I think his shot selection has been good. You know, he's efficiency numbers are terrific. Obviously, he rebounded the ball, had 5 defensive rebounds, 4 assists, no turnovers. I thought he played a phenomenal game last night, as well as the games in Charleston. And it's going to take that from him against these high-level teams. You know, it's interesting as we keep going, you know, you find more and more out about your group. And, you know, the one thing that's funny is just I think they're surprised at how competitive and how high level athletically that these games are. You know, we have a lot of guys that are, this is kind of an up in level for them. And so I think it's been a little eye opening. I think yesterday was eye opening at the beginning of the game at how fast Alabama was for some of our guys. And it was like, before we could look up, we were, you know, they've made 4 threes and we're down, you know, down 14. And it's a little bit like, hey guys, we got to wake up to the situation here a little bit. And, you know, that's where RJ and Dylan are really trying to make our guys understand. And I think that's vital. But, you know, we've got to learn these lessons quick because this is basically what every game is like. And we kind of told our guys that, like, hey, guys, the Charleston tournament, like, that's pretty much regular season ACC games. Get used to it. You know, everything comes down to the last few minutes. You got to make a lot of plays and you got to play extremely hard. So our team's growing. We're getting better. And, you know, last night I hope will be another good learning lesson for us.
You just sound a little like Gene in Hoosiers.
Our team's love for the season to end like that.
That's right.
That'd be terrific.
That's right. All right, let's turn the page. I'm only going to keep you a couple more minutes. I appreciate the time today. Let's talk about BYU and this opportunity in the Garden. I mean, the Mecca basketball. I mean, what an opportunity against another great and extremely talented team. And you know, this team has a lot of answers as well. And DeBonsa is a super freak, and the Kaita kid has a body like RJ does. And then, you know, the shooting of Richie Saunders, and it's tough. And the right kid who's quick and athletic.
Yeah, you're making me start already. Actually, I've been analyzing the Alabama game. I've watched it like 4 times today. And, you know, fast forward, rewind, trying to figure out all my clips to show our players and notes and staff meetings. I haven't even watched BYU. I've obviously watched them earlier this season, and as you mentioned, they're probably even more talented than Alabama. They're about as talented as anybody in the country. As you mentioned, they got shooting. They got great point guard play. They've got a special freshman that might be the first pick in the draft. Kaita inside is a monster rebounder. I mean, they're just a complete team. But what an opportunity for our guys. I mean, to go to Madison Square Garden, it's, you know, for them to be able to say that they did that and tell their sons one day that they played there in the Mecca of basketball, as you called it, which is true. It's just, you know, and obviously I'm proud of what it means for our program to get invited to the Jimmy B Classic. It speaks to our recent success and what we've been able to do. It's good for the program. And it's funny, we got a lot of Clemson folks going. I'm not sure if they're more excited to go to watch us play BYU or just to go hang out in New York for a couple days. And my wife's even leaving on Saturday with a group of people to go up there and shop and just have a good time. For, you know, I told her, honey, it's like a business trip. We'll be there Monday night. you know, there Tuesday and back home Tuesday night. There's no, like, socializing for us. It's actually kind of a crazy week. We're in finals week, so we got a lot going on here this weekend and next week to try to get ready. But it'll be an unbelievable opportunity. Can't wait to get a chance to coach there again.
Tell her to stay away from the guys with the long coats and the 40 watches that they're trying to sell.
Yeah, well, my two daughters are going with her, so I think it's, you know, it's gonna be an expensive trip for me.
It's a Rolex, coach. It's actually not a Rolex. It's actually not a Rolex. So you're just getting into the BYU thing, but yeah, just it's as you said, it's a lifetime memory. The opportunity to play at Madison Square Garden, so many great names, so much storied history in that building. And in the history of the Garden in general, and just a tremendous opportunity for you and your team. And it's an honor. Like you said, it's an honor. Yeah. Is Connecticut playing before you?
After, I think. I think it's Florida and Connecticut after us.
Okay.
So, obviously, two great games. And so, you know, I think the place will be should be jumping. It should be fun. It'll be great. Great opportunity. And we got to get ourselves ready, and we'll start that tomorrow.
Yep, I've been really excited about this since I first knew that it was going to happen, and even more excited now. Congratulations, Coach. I really think it was a tremendous effort against Alabama last night. I thought your team showed a lot of heart, grit, determination, and it's great to be a part of games like this, win or lose them. It's part of the growing process. So congratulations to you and your team, and can't wait to see you play at the Garden against BYU.
Okay, thanks, Walt. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, honestly, since I saw this on the schedule, I was incredibly excited because BYU is hyper talented. Again, Coach has said, you know, I think they're more talented than Alabama. And again, you're going to play them in Madison Square Garden. This is Clemson basketball. You know, think about some of the history of this. It's not good, all right? Think about some of the history of Clemson basketball. Think about Larry Shia. Think about the possibility of Clemson basketball playing in Madison Square Garden against the BYU team as the top 10 team. It just never would have happened without Brad Brownell. So it's an exciting time to be a Clemson basketball fan, that's for sure. It just seems to get better and better. And that's despite having an entirely new team this year. That's the reality of where we are in college athletics, and I think Brad Brownell understands that about as well as anybody. So I can't wait to see this game, and I'm going to talk a little bit. Brad has not got down to the scouting of BYU. He's still going back. He says he's watched the Alabama game four times. Looking to coach his team up on that stuff. So he's not moved on to BYU yet, but I'm going to talk a little bit about BYU before we move on. Zeke, I'll get to you as well on the other side, and we'll turn our attention to Clemson football recruiting.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that.
Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Looking for a smart, cost-saving upgrade for winter? Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, has a limited supply of select heat pumps that can qualify for federal tax credits and electric provider rebates, saving you thousands. These heat pump systems offer dependable performance with exceptional efficiency, advanced features, and innovative design. Act fast. Inventory is limited. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air or visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
People are buzzing about Zootopia 2, and the early reactions are in.
Hops and Wild?
Wild and Hops.
The dream team.
Zootopia 2 is being called an absolute blast. It's a hilarious feel-good family adventure.
I'm Kaylee, the snake.
And your last name?
The snake.
And a wildly smart and outstanding sequel that's well worth the wait.
Where can I be the greatest partners of all time?
Togetherness. Never mind. Forget I said it.
Disney's Zootopia 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets available now.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sleeping in our cars when we practice right out in the street.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Texas said, "Walt, I love the Hoosiers reference. What are your top five sports movies? Don't think I've ever heard you talk about that." You know, the reason is because I know this sounds crazy. I don't really like sports movies. You know, and the reason is, Ramona, and I think you know this, is, you know, people think like you work 4 hours a day. I work 24 hours a day. I never stop this. I mean, I'm up in the middle of the night watching film on things while people are sleeping. So I live this 24 hours a day. In whatever time I'm not doing this, I just don't want to watch sports movies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I also live this. I mean, meaning that I live it in real life, so I don't need to watch movies about it. Now, I've seen sports movies, but I don't like a lot of the sports movies that people talk about. I haven't seen, and I'm not going to see them. You know, I have seen Hoosiers. And I know there's some people who don't like that movie for whatever reason. I like it.
That was me you're talking about, remember?
Oh, you don't like Hoosiers. That's right.
Because.
You're the un-American. Yes.
I know. Nobody would like that.
Yeah.
You were talking about it one day, and everybody's talking about it, and I thought, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, what?
Gene Hackman
just contradict everything he said.
No,
in that movie.
No, everything. No. That's so wrong.
He didn't want to let that kid play, and then here, oh, it's a team. It's a team. And then at the end, he let that kid play by himself and win the game for everybody all by himself, and it was okay. And then she didn't like him at the beginning.
Oh, my God, what a hater.
And they ended up getting married. She hated him. Every time she saw him,
this is just like V for Vendetta. The first time Ramona watched V for Vendetta, she said she hated that.
No.
Then the next time she said it was great. She lied.
Oh, I lied that it was great.
Yeah.
That's what I lied about.
It's just so wrong. So wrong. That's all so wrong. So terribly wrong. I don't know. I mean, like, I've seen, like, some of the Rockies. I've seen, what have I seen?
I like Rocky 1 and 2.
Yeah.
The rest of them aren't.
Yeah. Man. I mean, they got dumber and dumber as it went on. I don't know. I've what have I seen? I don't even know what I've seen. Zeke, how are you, Zeke?
Yeah, I've always been one of Ramona's biggest supporters. But now I have to question her citizenship.
Why? Because I don't like Hoosiers?
That's right.
Listen, yeah, I'm sorry. That is right.
Okay.
That is right. You know, Walt, since you've seen the movie, I got to tell you, because you're a basketball guy like me, my favorite line in that whole movie is in the timeout at the end, and Jimmy looks him right in the face and says, I'll make it.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Yeah.
I'll make it.
Yeah, love it.
I love that confidence. I'll make it.
Yeah, all by himself.
They were going to use him as a decoy. Larry Bird said the same thing to Casey Jones. That same thing in reality. Larry Bird said the same thing. Because Casey called the play and Bird was going to be the decoy, and it was the same exact thing. It's like in real life, and Casey said, "Well, you know, why are you looking at me that way?" And Bird said, "Yeah, just give me the ball, me the ball."
That's one time Dean Smith was smart enough in '82 where he knew who to get the ball to.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about freaking worth it. Just get the ball to Jordan.
Yeah.
He'll make it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Great interview. It's funny. I watched some of the game last night. I'll say this about and I agree with you, great comeback. Clemson caught Alabama. Those first 5 minutes, Alabama was on a heat wave.
Yeah.
I mean, just couldn't miss anything. And, you know, they jump out to a big lead. Honestly, well, I thought they were going to blow them out. So when I come back in the second half and Clemson's leading, I'm like you. Way to fight back. On a road game against a good team, and I agree with you 100%. I want him to say maybe, I'll guarantee it, the team they're going to play in the Garden is more talented than Alabama. I'll just flat out say it, they are. It's a better team they're going to face. But I told you earlier, I don't believe this Clemson team will get blown out by anybody.
Yep.
They're too well coached. They're going to guard. You know, and early on, when I look at the ACC, by the way, 9-7, good representation. We got a lot of teams in there. If you look at the net rankings, man, we're in a pretty good spot. But early on, here's what I've seen, and this goes against what my preseason predictions were. I'll give Duke right now, put them number one. They've had some really good wins. I think they lose on Saturday to Michigan State just because they're on Michigan State's home court, and Izzo's got a really good team. So I think they do take their first loss on Saturday.
Does Duke ever lose to Michigan State, though? I know Krzyzewski's not there, but does Duke ever lose to Michigan State?
And I think they do on this one. I think this is a different Sparty team. Right. I like this Izzo team. I think, as a matter of fact, I think he's got a team that can do some damage
well,
this year.
Well, hey, there are 22 million reasons to like this Izzo team.
No, that's a fact. I got Carolina second, Louisville third, Clemson fourth, Syracuse fifth. And then I got a bag of Virginia Tech, Virginia, Miami right there. So that's how I see them right now. There's a lot of time to go, but I think Clemson has two good wins. Like I said, I think Georgia is a really good win.
It's a great win right now. It's an unbelievable win right now.
I think it's going to be quad. Yeah.
Florida State is very impressed. Florida State's very impressed by the fact that Clemson beat Georgia.
Well, yeah, what was that, 33? I think the West Virginia game will end up being a quad one win.
Yeah.
Alabama will be a quad one loss. See, Clemson doesn't have a bad loss.
No.
That's the whole key. Clemson does not have a bad loss. I think over the entire thing, the Syracuse win against Tennessee for the ACC was really impressive. I just thought that was a good win for the conference.
Yeah.
But, again, I think we got five teams right now that I see. We could get more, Walt. But, again, I think this Clemson team is going to have a solid season. They're a tournament team. And I think fans should, like you said, they're playing in Madison Square Garden against a lottery pick, against a really talented team. Again, you look at their record now, they're about what, Walt? Am I wrong in saying about 5 points from being undefeated and ranked in the top 20?
Yeah.
You know?
And look, I think he's still trying to figure out, you know, rotations and pieces and who plays best with whom and you know, and that's all still part of the mix, and that's what this early part of the season is for. And I think he's a master of all those things. And I've said it from the first moment I've seen him, Zeke. I think Zach Foster is a budding superstar. I think he is.
No, I agree with you.
I just think he's an amazing talent, and I don't think he's scratched the surface.
Oh, no, you won't see them next year, but you'll really start seeing him well in about February, March.
Yep.
You're really going to start getting some games where you go, wow. I'm going to give Hubert Davis a little bit of credit, Walt. You know, I'm on that guy pretty hard. But without Seth Trimble, I thought he coached a really good game because he did something I didn't think he'd do. He saw where Kyan Evans is not playing well, and he gave the ball to a true freshman.
Yeah.
To a true freshman.
Yeah, he hit some big shots.
And he loved that freshman.
Yeah,
and he hits the big shots. And I think when Seth Trimble gets back, with him and Dixon in the backcourt and that front line, I think that team has a chance to be a really, really good team late in the year because, as folks said, you don't realize how long that front line is until you play against them. There's a lot of links. So it's going to be a really fun season in the ACC.
And look, with that team, Zeke, it's all going to come down to whether you can trust Hubert or not. And in that moment, you could. But the other night, I was watching Carolina fans just crush him on social media. And I think he's still the question mark.
You know what's funny, Walt? I'm in sales, so I can tell anything one way or the other. I go, this is the guy I want to fire because he didn't make the tournament.
Yeah.
But I also say it's a guy that got to the national championship game and was coach of the year in a one seed. I don't know what to make of him. I'll just say this. I thought against Kentucky, he ran some great set plays. His team fought hard. He competed. And I give the guy kudos when he does deserve it.
Right.
How about that?
But I think we would also say that Kentucky's experienced their own early season issues.
Well, let's put it this way. Where do you think with Seth Trimble healthy and Brad Brunell's healthy as the head coach, where would you put Carolina with that team? That's a top 10 team easily.
Yeah.
With Brunell coaching with a healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Trimble,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Coaching.
Yeah, no question. Yeah,
so
no
everything,
question.
I think you'd agree, if you look at players, everything's in place for that North Carolina team.
Yeah.
When Trimble gets back, everything's in place.
Yep.
But I'll agree with you. The question mark is, the guy on the sidelines, and I won't argue with you one bit over that. Walt, as always, appreciate the time. And one last comment. Dude, it's almost a travesty or a sin to put me on the air after listening to Boston, man. You should never do that, man. You should let that song play. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Zeke. Thank you, Zeke. I see you waving in there and do whatever you're doing. This is so wrong. Complacent Cammy writes, Complacent Cammy is with Ramona. Hoosiers is bad and Chef Boyardee is great. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, Ramona, if I didn't know better, I'd say Complacent Cammy's hitting on you now.
Just because somebody agrees with me.
That's right.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's generally the desperate crowd looking to, you know, thinking that they have some sort of shot. That's generally what it is. That's how that.
No, it's just somebody else's opinion.
Yeah, that's generally how it works.
That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look. Once you add Chef Boyardee to hating Hoosiers, now we know that you've basically disqualified yourself. So that's where we are on that. CD on the on-again, off-again Carolina Panthers or whatever he wants to talk about. As soon as we get back, CD, do not move, whether you're calling from Brazil or otherwise. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. It's the best deals of the year. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, S Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. I have no idea where the show is going, Ramona. Fastest 4 hours in radio, but we are flying today. Quick break. Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Line up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Santa's not the only one working hard this season. At Harbin Lumber Company, their team is busy helping you check every project off your list. Whether you're remodeling, repairing, or just adding a little holiday cheer, they've got everything you need to get it done right. Visit Harbin Lumber, where great service and quality materials come together faster than Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve. Visit HarbinLumber.com today, and let's beat Santa's visit and get that project done before Santa and your family arrives for the holiday.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com. Is this the
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
The Roar. The only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Wall tip tulip road race. Maroon, I still can't believe it. Penn State dropped 150 spots in the recruiting rankings, and Virginia Tech climbed 102 spots.
That's just...
How is that idiot Kraft still employed at Penn State? I just do not get it. Again, I would fire him instantly. I would offer to double Franklin's salary, and I would see if you could bring him back, as well as all the players that they he pilfered from you, and all the players he will pilfer from you moving forward. You basically signed your death warrant. I mean, even this Kalani Sitake thing was just wild, just stupid. I mean, Kalani Sitake's basically never been out of the state of Utah. I mean, he was at Oregon for a cup of tea, in the state of Oregon for a cup of tea, not at Oregon. He was at Oregon State. He was in the state of Arizona for another cup of tea, but primarily he's never been out of the state of Utah. He recruits the friggin' islands. Okay, I'm sorry. What was he going to do at Penn State again? How is that going to be a fit? That was like the worst fit I've ever heard of. I mean, that just speaks of their level of desperation now. They have been turned down.
Because, I mean, when they fired him is when they should have, like, waited a week or so and announced somebody with their plan, and they didn't have a plan. Now everybody else has got a coach already.
They never should have fired him. I mean, that's the first. That's the big mistake.
What I'm saying is all the coaches are gone.
Well, again, true, but it's like I said at the start. When you fire a guy who's averaging 11.33 wins a year, What message are you sending to all the other potential guys?
I don't want to coach there.
Right. You're telling all the rest of the nation is looking at that saying, I'm not going there. Why would I go there? I mean, they just fired a guy who won 13 games. Yeah. Why on earth would I subject myself to that idiot? You know, there's just no way. It was self-defeating. I mean, the firing of Franklin, they did not think this through in any way at all. It's clear. And every single day since then, they have paid a price. CD, welcome back, CD.
What's up? I'm back. I'm back in Atlanta.
Yeah, good. Good. How about
that? It's great to eat good food again, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait.
No more rice and beans and picanha.
Is that all it is? Just rice and beans? You don't care for the rice and beans?
The rice and beans are okay, except for when it's every single day and every single meal. I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys.
Is there anything with the rice and beans?
So you get a meat. Right, okay. And literally, it's called like just meat. Do you want chicken?
See, I don't
picanha. Like beef. It's not like cuts of steak. If you want steak, it's picanha. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So, but they do have like steak and chicken, like regular things.
Right.
Okay.
And so we're good. I gotta.
Do they sauce it up at all? I mean, do they sauce it up? Is there? What are we talking about?
So we're talking chimichurri.
Okay.
The hot sauces, they don't like spicy. So oh, I'm really? Always, like, begging. I'm begging for, like, hot picante, picante, picante. Okay. Like, as hot as you can get, right? Pepper. Pepper. Pepper is what I have to say. Because nobody speaks English. And so it's tough for me because I speak no Portuguese. It's, you know, you go to Mexico and you hang out. People speak English in Mexico. In Brazil, nobody speaks English. So it's just like, Jesus Christ, I don't know what to do. But I'm always like, pepper, pepper, hot. And so, yeah. But it's, I mean, it's good. It's just old after about 3 days. And I'm going for like 2-3 weeks at a time. So, yeah. You know?
My mother was Portuguese.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. There's, I will tell you this. There's a lot of beautiful Portuguese women. Yeah. I will say that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you, though.
Yeah, that's funny.
So there's been a lot of talk about how do we get rid of these conference championships.
They used to, have this stuff ridiculous. called Vina Isles or something. It was just disgusting. Like we, you know, because we would have, you know, at times we'd have the Portuguese food, and I'm sure some of it is better than what I had. But we used to have this Vina Isles stuff. Oh my God, I hated the smell of that. It was like smelling Brussels sprouts.
Vina
Isles or something of that sort. It just did not care for it at all.
Yeah, I like I said, I will say I love many things about Brazil. The food is not one of them. So it's I understand. But for the CFB, the playoffs, and we have to get rid of these championship games. And I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, what is a way we can do it? What do you think about play-in games by conference? And so my theory is, I think if you're in the top eight, you're not going to, or top six, you're not going to drop below 12. So you're good. You determine the championship games. We're moving to a 9-game schedule anyways. It's determined by the regular season. Then each conference, instead of a championship game, they have a play-in game where the next two ranked teams that are below the top six play each other.
Well, look. Listen, long ago I suggested that the conference championship games should be part of the playoff. That they effectively are part of the playoff, and you can just use them in that manner. But it doesn't seem like anybody wants to do that. So, you know, I don't know what the ultimate solution is. But make no mistake, CD, it's expanding again. And if the Big Ten has their way, it's going to go to 24. And if the SEC has their way, it's going to go to 16 or more. But the SEC, I believe, is opposed to 24. But that's where we're going. And so, you know, all of this, you know, the plan, you know, that you're coming up with and every other plan, it just seems almost like a moot point because we have no idea.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm looking at it now and I'm like, okay, the SEC play-in would probably be something like a Bama versus Texas, okay? But that still leaves Vanderbilt out, right? There's no other highly ranked SEC team to even put them with because Ole Miss, Georgia are already in being in the top six. Texas A&M at 7, they're in, right? If they lost, they're not dropping below 12. For the ACC, you would have something like Miami, and this could be something that forces Notre Dame to actually get in, like, to stop teasing the ACC and actually get in bed with the ACC, where the two of them would play again, because that's the big argument. And then the Big 12, you'd have BYU and Utah probably playing. Big 10, you got USC, and they probably don't deserve it, but they have the opportunity to play because of how the things have shaken out. So USC and Michigan to determine that last spot. I just get annoyed when we're talking about the group of five teams versus the power four. I think the group of five should have their own playoffs. They can have a 8-team, 4-team playoff and win their own national championship, which I think is better because I don't see a group of five team ever winning in this day and age.
See, I just completely disagree with that. And someone brought that up earlier today, and I know most people think that. I just disagree with that, CD. And the reason I disagree with it is because as a competitive person, that's not what they want. I mean, it's not what I would want. I want a seat at the big boy table. I do not want to be relegated to the little person, to the Bryce Young table at Thanksgiving time. I want to sit.
I didn't have to do that.
I want to sit with the other adults and have a shot to eat what they're eating. That's what I want. I don't want to be relegated. Go play on your level, little kids. We can't be bothered with you. No, I don't want that. I mean, and you know, CD, we act like the major college football teams don't get blown out. They all freaking all get blown out. So what if a G5 team gets blown out? It's not like we've had competitive games in the rest of these playoffs or the BCS before that. Most of them are blowouts. So join the crowd. But I'm not in favor of it. And I think if you ask them, I think they're not in favor of it. They want a shot. That's what they want. That's the dream. And I know it's harder in football than basketball. But David and Goliath was a real thing. Let's friggin' go, says David.
No, I can accept your point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because even like on the FCS ranks, right? You have the FCS playoffs.
How about this from Tiger Guy Andy? He said BYU used to be a group of four team. So many of these teams are getting better.
That's a good point. We should think about it. I think that the playoff system is flawed. If you don't have some sort of a play-in or something, then it just doesn't work. And to your point about the teams, like I look at the FCS playoffs where the HBCUs, the SWAC conference and the MEAC, they decided we're going to play a national championship for HBCUs and we're going to forego going to the FCS playoffs. Everybody likes it, but at the same time, you know, I hear from the South Carolina State circles that people want the opportunity to prove what they have against South Dakota State or, you know, NDSU and all these things. Mm-hmm. So I understand where that's coming from. I think that what we have today doesn't work. And conference championship games have to go away. How it happens, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of how to make it work where they can still get the revenue.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do think the conference championship games have become a problem, and I don't think they really benefit the leagues. I mean, again, if Alabama loses in the SEC championship game, they'll likely be knocked out of the playoff. So I don't see how that benefits the SEC. You know, it benefits them economically, which is why they did it to begin with. And then you have the issue of Notre Dame, which never plays in a conference championship game and never has the threat of losing, as we discussed earlier. I don't think there's one universal recipe that fixes this. I don't, but yeah.
I think people are going to start looking to the NBA, and they're going to say these play-in games that the NBA are doing does something well. And I think that in 3 to 5 years, we'll have conference play-in games. That's what I think is going to happen. So yep. It's just about figuring out how it works, but we shall see.
All right, CD.
All right.
You ugly little munchkin, you. All right, see you. let me tell you. Texas says they don't have a shot. They're not playing the same game. They aren't spending the same money. Give us Mets and Dodgers and Yankees. Well, I mean, how has that worked for the Yankees and the Mets? I mean, yeah, the Mets spent a ton of money and sucked. So, you know, again, the part you're leaving out of that is, as I said, all these major college teams have all been killed in the playoffs. So if a smaller school gets there and gets killed, so be it. Boise State didn't get killed last year. They lost to a better team in Penn State, who was elite. So, yeah, I don't see it. Texas said BYU is good because they have 27-year-old men playing against kids. Yeah, well, again, Utah made the same transition, and I don't think they have as many 27-year-old men. But that's the reality of it. Well, listen, giving one spot to a team like that is not hurting anybody. It's not hurting anybody. It honestly almost sounds like almost like a fear factor that you want to avoid that. I mean, like, you want to avoid the danger of losing to somebody like that. I just don't see it. I don't understand the reason for it. Again, expand the playoff. Keep it like it is. If you expand it and keep the one spot, They have a chance to be as competitive as most of these other teams do. Hey, let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick with your favorite players who go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can be 100% certain I will be all over Underdog for the conference championship games. I have no idea what I'm doing yet. Haven't even had a chance to think about it yet. But I will be all over the conference championship games. I don't know how many plays I made on Underdog last weekend, Ramona. And for a while, it was incredibly well. I thought it was going to be one of those huge, 5,000 times your payout days? In the end, it didn't work that way. I sort of tracked back, but it's just so fun. Download the app today. Sign up with the promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consumer they play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. This past weekend, I hit 16 straight individual plays on Underdog, and it was going really well. And then I Lane Kiffin'd it. It was going really well. I had one about $1,200, and I had the chance to win way, way more than that. And then I took a couple of live in-game flyers and really sort of went for the kill shot, and I missed those. And I normally do really well on live in-games. I did not there. So I basically gave most of that back. Sometimes it goes that way. But it was all fun. It was all fun. It was more fun when I was plus the $1,200. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to get to Clemson football recruiting on the other side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record.